How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to be the highest version of you. If you are someone that wants to succeed, if you want to accomplish amazing things, but feel that positive energy and really feel fulfilled in the life that you're living, then this is going to be the episode for you. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. Well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So before I started creating this episode, when I was really working through the ideas, there was really strong emotion attached, and I hope that comes through. I hope you understand the importance, or at least the importance to me, on why everything that we're doing matters so much. A lot of us want to achieve great things, whether that's great wealth, fame, popularity, achievements in science. Maybe it's creating something amazing or being in the most healthy shape you could possibly imagine. Like whatever your goal is, we have these visions of what we want to create. And sometimes that seems separate from finding our higher selves. It seems like, well, if I want to go on this path of enlightenment, I have to let those things go. I need to focus on me because those are all material. And on one hand, I know that I have conveyed that message before where I've said those are material and they do not matter as much as your internal state. But on this other hand, I do want to provide a perspective on why it does matter in this light and how important it is for you to be the one that succeeds. So much of this world is hurt, is pain, and we talk about being the change that we want to see, how you can change your community, how you can create this positive energy within you. But think about this. Think about the leaders of the giant corporations, or even the small ones, or politicians, or famous athletes, or actors, or influencers, all these people. Imagine if they were right within. I mean, truly right within, where they spent all of their time trying to be this healed, loving version of them, and then they accomplished it, whatever their goal was. They became the CEO, or whatever their target was. Imagine the downwind fall of positive energy. You know, there's a saying that crap rolls downhill. Well, what if it was the love rolling downhill? And this is something that's really been motivating me lately to achieve the material dreams in my life. Now, I want to make sure that I'm not loving those things and that even though I may enjoy them, like it's great to enjoy money, it's great to enjoy a nice house, it's great to enjoy your health and the material things, because this is created by the universe as well. It's created for us to learn and grow. We just can't love it more than our fellow people. I can't love the money more than I love you, meaning I can't do for the money at stake of bringing down your energy. That's where we get lost. But when you raise yourself up, when you become this version of you that's patient, that's healed, that's loving, that wants other people to succeed, that can heal other people's trauma because you have healed your trauma, imagine when you become a position of influence, whatever that is to you. Maybe it's just being a manager at a grocery store. Maybe it's being the CEO of the grocery store. Maybe it's being the most famous athlete on the planet. Whatever it is, your circle of influence will continue to grow. And when you are healed, you will be able to give the best gift of all. The thing that you needed the most right now. Think about the pain that you've had in the past. No judgment. Don't compare it to other people. Of course, there are other people that have gone through something worse. You know, there's that saying when you don't finish your food or you can't figure out what to eat and someone says, well, there's starving kids somewhere else, as if that means your problem isn't as bad as theirs. On one hand, yes, there are more extreme examples and painful examples of what people are going through. But what is hard for you is what is hard for you. And when you solve it, you're able to solve it for someone else that's struggling with it. Don't worry about comparing your struggles to someone else. Let's just heal. So don't think about being the most wealthiest person on your block. Think about being the most wealthiest person on your block that's healed and able to use that wealth to be a person of influence on how to repair, how to get past the trauma, how to forgive those that hurt you so that you can get out of that frequency. That's one of the biggest ones. Imagine having the healed version of you come and help you when you needed it the most. Like, just think about that in your mind right now. Think about whether it was a kid when you're going through that trauma, or maybe you're struggling right now. And then just imagine that you get this job, or you join this group, or you go to this community, and you meet this person that's successful. They're doing all the things that you admire. And then they look at you and they start to talk to you and they take direct interest in you because they're a healed individual. They're focusing on spiritual. They're focusing on energy first, material second. And they connect with you. You get to know them. They start learning what you're struggling with. And then they're able to provide their story, what they did and how they were able to overcome it and heal and forgive and move forward. And then you see this new path, this perspective. And instead of having to wait the 40 years that they did, you're able to do it in 20. What an amazing gift. The only thing that continues past this material experience is energy. We know that energy cannot be destroyed. Whether that's your spirit, your soul, whatever that is to you, that energy will continue in one form. So the biggest gift you can give to the collective is elevating and raising your energy. And you can do that by helping others. So have your New Year's resolutions, have these goals in mind, your vision board, all these things that you want to create, but allow it to happen secondly to your healing. Now, that doesn't mean you can't achieve a certain goal if you're not perfectly healed within. It's just that you have your order of importance, meaning you're not going to sacrifice the soul, the spirit, the energy, the mental health, all of those things to achieve it. You're going to work on them both at the same time. It's an amazing thing when you are operating with inner peace. Imagine what the food corporation would do when they were operating for inner peace and it was more important to get nutrition, to make sure that their workers are taken care of, to make sure the food that's being delivered to the people is the best that it can be, and then they figure out how to make money. Not the other way around. Not how do we make money and then let's create a business around that. It can be done. There are companies that operate that way. There are even politicians, believe it or not, that operate that way. There's leaders, there's influencers, there's people in your community that do operate that way. We just need more. We need you to do it, and we get to have you. The future is not written. The leaders of tomorrow are working on their stuff right now. The next president in 10 years, no one knows who that is. Maybe it's someone listening to this podcast. The next CEO of a major corporation, we don't know who that is yet. Maybe it's somebody doing some work. Maybe it's somebody that you're going to influence through your self-growth. The world can change. We can create this healing world that we desire. We just have to heal ourselves and then build the world. We're creators. We will always be creating. It doesn't matter if we want to or not. We will create. So why not create from a peaceful energy within? Create from a loving energy within. That is the weight on us. That is the mission in front of you. It's the mission in front of me. They don't have to be the same. You don't have to create a podcast. You don't have to create a YouTube channel. You don't have to write a book. You don't have to be a public speaker. You don't have to be anything that does not feel it pulling you. But you can be. You can be a famous author. You can be a famous actor. You can be just somebody in your community that has a job they like, takes care of their family, and lives a good life. All of them are good when you're operating from inner peace. Let's do this. Let's raise our hands and say, we are going to be the change. Every time you're feeling down, you're feeling that struggle. Maybe it's you're trying to get healthy, you're trying to get in shape because you want to show your kids how to live a healthy life. Every time you do something, you're not just doing it for you, you're doing it for them. But realistically, we're all family. There shouldn't be a difference between my kids and you. There shouldn't be a difference in my parents and you. I should care and love and try to do my best for all of you without difference. And that's where we're headed. We're going to serve each other. We're going to raise ourselves up, and we're going to be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about how you can align with your vision, with what you want to create to do in a positive and uplifting way. And if you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. And then, of course, there's the Positive Mindset Facebook community. There's a link for that as well. Now, this next thing I'm really excited to share. Dr. Shannon South has been a coach of mine, someone that's really helped me both spiritually and in my podcast, like building this business, building everything. And she's releasing a new plan. And this is something that I'm excited about because I'm going to start working with her and really cultivating what she's built. She's got over 20 years in the industry. Amazing working with her. And again, I'm so excited about this program. But she created a new program called Soul Shine that can help you overcome whatever old trauma, anxiety pattern, depression, or painful pattern that you're in that needs infusing with love, healing, and joy. Her work is really similar to what I do. Again, I actually work with her. She's a coach of mine, so I'm just really excited about this. If this sounds interesting to you, you really need to check out Soul Shine. I'm going to put a link in the description. It has a little video on it and just some more info if you want to check it out. Again, I'm so excited. It's Dr. Shannon South. There's a link right down below. You know, feel free to check it out, but I'm so excited for it. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.